Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 5 with verses 31 and 32. It was also said, "Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery." You can truly believe that the devil has his hand in this divorce. It is an ugly word unless your marriage is unlawful. What makes a union unlawful? To marry too young, or as one would say, too soon, begins this list of wedding abnormalities as it delves into a variety of case-by-case situations that wrap themselves around things like abuse or infidelity or previously married, but also marrying outside the church makes the union invalid. We Catholics call our union a sacrament of marriage, forever bonding us with the foundational aspects of the universal church, holding true to the customs and traditions of the sacraments themselves. There are seven that feed us the beauty of living redeemed. These are the words of Jesus Christ that saved humanity from their sins and is the foundation of what Jesus explained to us how to live, that guided by the Holy Spirit, the Church recognizes the existence of these seven sacraments instituted by the Lord. They are the sacraments of initiation, that is, baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist, the sacraments of healing, penance, and the anointing of the sick, and the sacraments at the service of communion, that is marriage and holy orders. Through the sacraments, God shares his truth with us to live in perfect union with him and our Father, sought by the Holy Ghost of love, faith, and hope of his mercy and grace, married to him. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've said we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. Today's our reunion, the day before Christmas. What a beautiful opportunity to share the gospel with those who are lost. Please say a prayer for us as we enter this morning at about 7 a.m., We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, who had a stroke. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who's been battling brain cancer, who has been cancer-free now for a couple of weeks after a scan. We continue to lift her up in her healing. We pray for our Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother in the name of Louis. He's our transitional person coming out of prison after 8 years. We're praying for him to get a job and find gainful employment. We continue to pray for our neighbor, Thelma. We begin day 4 today, praying for a friend to have a baby. We're hoping that the Lord will bless him with a child. We pray all of this in the precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5. We're in verses 31 and 32. An ugly word today, that word of divorce. It's a two-stanza poem. It's titled, Your Heavenly Father Gets Nauseous. It is biblical poetry. Amen. Said also was it, wife, his divorce awful. Divorce bill, give quick, unless I say unlawful. Adultery commit her, it causes. Woman divorced, you now marry. Adultery commit, woman eternally pauses. Your heavenly father gets nauseous. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 24th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels this morning, calling out to the Lord. Have an awesome day in this truth today. We are heading into the prison this morning with our Kairos team, asking for prayers as we continue to share the gospel with these men and help them find the truth of living redeemed. Amen. May we have a beautiful day today in that blessing. We close today telling my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. And at the time of 7:11 is our normal bill. We say God bless you to our good friends John and Marie as we do each day. And peace be with you. We close in the name of Jesus, as my brother-in-law always says. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, we love you. God bless you. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.